From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. French President Emmanuel Macron is heading to the United States Monday for a state visit with President Donald Trump. Speaking on Fox News Sunday, Macron said the 2015 Iran nuclear deal would be one topic of conversation.
I don't have any plan B for nuclear against Iran. So that's a question we will discuss. But that's why I just want to say on nuclear, let's preserve this framework because it's better than a sort of North Korean type of situation.
Macron is also expected to discuss Syria and Trump's new aluminum and steel tariffs. This week's summit between North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and South Korean President Moon Jae-in is expected to produce a denuclearization framework that U.S. President Donald Trump could support when he meets with Kim in May or June. Brian Patton takes a look at previous North-South talks.
There have been two past inter-Korean summits in 2000 and 2007, both held in the North. The first produced a joint declaration promoting humanitarian exchanges and economic cooperation. From the second came support for a permanent peace treaty and a U.S. and China-led deal to end Pyongyang's nuclear weapons program for economic assistance and security guarantees. North Korea's continued nuclear and missile tests, however, brought an end to any progress made at these summits. Brian Patton, VOA News, Seoul.
Syrian state media say government forces and their allies are pressing an offensive against members of the Islamic State group in southern Damascus. State-run TV says the aim of Monday's push is to isolate IS in the southern Damascus neighborhood of Hajar Aswad from nearby areas held by the extremists. For additional stories, visit our website. This is VOA News. The top UN disarmament official urged parties to the Iran nuclear deal not to abandon it on Monday, just weeks before U.S. President Donald Trump's May 12th deadline for his European allies to agree to toughen up the terms of the agreement.
The Secretary General remains convinced that the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action continues to be the best way to ensure the exclusively peaceful nature of Iran's nuclear program, and to realize the promised tangible economic benefits for the Iranian people.
The deal reached between Iran, the United States, and five other world powers put curbs on Iran's nuclear program in exchange for sanctions relief. The death toll from a suicide bomb in the Afghan capital of Kabul has climbed to at least 57. Serena Dayaram reports it is the latest attack on a voter center ahead of October legislative elections.
Eight of the dead so far were children, and more than 100 were injured. The bomber blew himself up outside a voter registration center in Kabul on Sunday. Islamic State has claimed responsibility for the attack, the most serious assault yet on the country's preparations for October elections and a presidential poll next year. Authorities said the bomber approached the building on foot, where people were waiting in line to sign up to register to vote.
That was reporter Serena Dayaram. As an intensive manhunt continues for the suspect in a Waffle House restaurant shooting that killed four people, police are warning residents of a Nashville, Tennessee suburb to be aware of the alleged killer. Julie Walker has more.
Police say Travis Ryan King was naked except for an overcoat when he shot up the Waffle House. Metro Nashville Police Chief Steve Anderson says so far they don't have a motive.
We suspect some mental issues.
The 29-year-old was arrested last year outside the White House after trying to speak with the president. Authorities took away his gun, but police say Ryan King's father got them back and then gave them to his son. I'm Julie Walker.
A Belgian court has found two men guilty of attempted terrorist murder of police in connection with a March 2016 shootout in Brussels. Neither of the men, Salah Abdeslam and Sofiane Ayari, were in court to hear the ruling. Abdeslam has been sentenced to 20 years in prison on the murder attempted charge. The United Nations Cultural Agency has ignored warnings from Egypt and awarded the World Press Freedom Prize to an imprisoned Egyptian photographer. A jury on Monday awarded the honor to Mahmoud Abu Zayed, known as Shakan, who has been in jail since he was arrested in Cairo in August 2013 for covering a demonstration at the Rabah al-Adawiya Square. Be sure to follow Voice of America on social media for pictures, video stories, and more. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.